Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to students, listen to parents.
Oh, we're seniors. This is our year to slack off.
Okay.
Bueller.
Empower us.
The best anti-poverty program around is a world-class education.
If your kids aren't back in school already, they're probably heading back to school soon. And we're going to talk about school's place in the country right now, especially its place in our economics. Many school districts facing pretty tight budgets and feeling the pressure at this point to keep the achievement and their test scores high. And we're going to be talking about schools under pressure this week and how that's affecting not only teachers, but students and administrators. One listener, John in Florida, texted this to us. With our two kids, it's not so much the cutting as it is how the schools are trying to generate incremental revenue. Kids are now being asked to pay for lockers, rent chorus uniforms, pay for gym lockers, buy official gym clothes, not to mention the list of supplies each student is responsible for. Quite different from my day when you showed up on the first day with a haircut, two number two pencils, and an apple for the teacher. Give us a report on your school district and what is being cut. Give us one thing that's being cut from your school's budget at 8778. My take. Joining us now, though, we have Ben Schuldiner, principal of the High School for Public Service in Brooklyn, and Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Madison, Georgia. So, Ben, let me start with you. What's one thing you've had to cut this year?
Well, it's not so much cutting, but at the end of last year, one of our guidance counselors decided to go help another friend of hers start her own school, and we didn't have the money to kind of replace her. It was just a decision that once she left, we were going to go down from two guidance counselors to one guidance counselor.
Mark Wilson of Morgan County High School in Madison, Georgia, if you had to make cuts this year?
We've had the same situation as Ben. We've had to have attrition, and with people who retired, we're not able to replace them. Some of our neighboring districts, though, they have stopped having school on Fridays. One system did. Another is down to 140 student days, and some others are in 160 student days. So we're down to the quick, and we have to make decisions on what our priorities are.
That's Mark Wilson in Georgia. Ben Schuldiner, principal of the High School for Public Service in Brooklyn. You know, we have reports of one school, and it's not the only one, and this one's north of Austin in Texas, where they have two brand-new schools sitting empty because the district can't afford to hire the teachers. Does that kind of situation surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me per se, especially after the years that we've had with our budgets, both, you know, federally and state and municipal. But, you know, it's also just about different demographic shifts. I mean, you look at quite a lot of school districts around the country, they're losing kids, and so you end up having to have schools empty. But as Mark said, I mean, there's districts around the country that are going to four-day school weeks and, you know, lowering the number of school days in the year. It's just an unfortunate reality that we're facing right now.
But do you think, Ben, that the quality of the education is going down?
No, I actually think the exact opposite. I think that nationally and certainly in New York, we're doing a tremendous job in educating our kids. I mean, my staff is incredible. The way that we've been able to incorporate the community, the parents, the students, and the teachers, I actually would posit that the education that our children are receiving now is some of the best education ever to be received in public schools. You look at the graduation rates in New York, they're going up. The way that schools are dealing with how to teach, there's a whole new move with the core common standards, and New York has adopted the Danielson rubrics in terms of how to look at effective teaching. I actually think we're doing a really, really good job. It's just unfortunate that this year, you know, the budget is being cut yet again. That will, I think, limit some of the after-school programming. And as Mark said, you know, I think a lot of schools will go through attrition and just kind of lower our numbers that way.
That's Ben Schuldiner, who's principal of the High School for Public Service in Brooklyn. Also with us, Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Madison, Georgia. Mark, are you seeing the same thing there in Georgia? Do you think that actually the quality of education is staying the same or going up? Or is there a point at which budget cuts inevitably affect the kind of education the kids are getting?
Well, Celeste, Ben and I and all the people in the school business, we're merchants of hope, and we can't stop. We have live people who are coming through. This is their time, and we can't cheat them of their time. We have to provide for them hope, and we have to provide for them great experiences. One thing that's different is we have to make sure that when there's not enough time and money, we have to reallocate how we're spending our time and money. And there are so many things now that we have that we didn't have, many things that are free on the Internet. You could take your show, The Takeaway, and you could do a current issue show with what you provide for free every day. It would have cost us a lot of money sometime in the past. I think, though, Celeste, where our greatest problem comes is there are people who have been training themselves to be teachers. They've gone to college. This should be their time, but they can't get a job. I think short term, I agree with Ben, we're making really good progress right now. On the long term, our national staff of teachers, we're not going to have any five-year teachers 5 years from now because all of those folks missed their opportunity to get a job. I think most of our issues with this are going to be long term, and they're going to require the professional development that we've been cutting for the last few years, and those are the things I think that are going to have more long-term effects than short-term.
That's Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Madison, Georgia. Also with us, Ben Schuldiner, principal of the High School for Public Service in Brooklyn. But Ben, this sounds to me like we really shouldn't be all that worried about budget cuts to schools, that at this point there was fat that could be cut, and that in the end it's not making a big impact on classrooms.
Well, I wouldn't say don't be worried. I mean, you know, as Mark so aptly said, I mean, our job is to do the best we possibly can. And I'm not going to, you know, be here on the phone and say, oh, my God, the sky is falling. It's not. We're doing a great job, an amazing job with the students that we have. And I think a lot of cities and across the country, you know, we have been making great strides, and that's because education has gotten better. The theories have gotten better, the way that they've now been able to be meld through practical ways of teaching. But it's something to be concerned about because every time you do take dollars away from schools, it does mean that it's going to affect it. I just don't want anybody to think that, you know, the sky is falling because the public education system is quite strong. I think that what we're trying to do now is being even more efficient than we have been and looking at other sorts of revenue. You know, the email that you got that you read about schools charging for things, I mean, hopefully that's not happening at an exorbitant amount.
It's happening. But, you know, if we have to end this here, Ben, but it's happening all over the country. That's Ben Schuldiner, principal of the High School for Public Service in Brooklyn. We also spoke with Mark Wilson, who's principal of Morgan County High School in Madison, Georgia. We want you to give us a report from your school district. Tell us one cut in your school. You can post it to our Facebook page as well, or just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.